Mahabharat actor Ayush Shah, defrauded in RF 4.44, Craw scam, court issues process in My Fledge case. Court action in RS 4.44, Craw My Fledge fraud case. Fake bank statements and forged documents used to lure victims. 32 bounced checks trigger legal action under Negotiable Instruments Act. Unmesh, Gujarati Sprouts, news exclusive. Mahabharat actor Ayush Shah and entrepreneur Mausam Shah were defrauded of RR 4.44 crore in a MyFledge Pivot Liquidity scam. A Mumbai court has issued process against the accused directors for running a Bunty or Babli style financial fraud using forged documents. A Mumbai court has issued process in a RS 4.44 crore fraud case involving MyFledge Pivot Liquidity and its directors. The petition names them in a Bunty or Babli style con targeting actor Ayush Shah. Fraud allegations unveiled, use of forged documents and false claims. The Shah siblings, who operate PR firm Mars Communicates in Mumbai, allegedly fell prey after being shown fake ICICI bank statements, forged property documents, and staged student success stories to build credibility. Early trust was cemented with small returns before defaults. According to the complaint, 32 checks presented by the accused were dishonored, invoking the Negotiable Instruments Act. Accused parties and legal frameworks. The formal complaint to the Mumbai Police Commissioner invokes sections 316, 318, 338, 61 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS, 2023. Accused are Bishwajit Badal Ghosh, singer and MyFledge director, Piyali Shyamlendu Chatterjee, Bijoya Subrat Kumar Das, Badal Chandra Ghosh, Shabab Hussain, aka Shabab Hashim. The court has issued 15 notices across related cases. Non-appearance may trigger arrest warrants. Scheduled hearings, October 17th, November 29th, December 3rd. Voices from the victims. Actor Ayush Shah said they initially trusted the pitch. Everything looked genuine at first, but it was a planned deception. His sister, entrepreneur Mausam Shah, emphasized, "This was not a simple default. It was a systematically orchestrated scam. The accused must face strict punishment." Broader reach, multiple targets and legal strategy official sources suggest the perpetrators used similar tactics against students, employees, and other lenders. Advocate K.P. Duby, representing the Shahs, called it a clear financial fraud executed through forged documents, false promises, and deliberate deception. Sprouts News will continue reporting updates as the investigations and trials proceed.